This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome back to it as we continue on this Friday, hour number three on tap. Now, Ed Timberlake will be joining us a bit later here on the program. New York Times best-selling author, Year of the Rat. And a great source when it comes to reviewing things like the Inspector General's report. So big stuff coming in hour number three here. Plus, Tom Speaks will be here to talk about the Kim Jong-un, President Trump summit in Singapore on nuclear denuclearization. We'll talk about that. But today, the president breaking his silence now on the IG report. Didn't take him very long. Breaking his silence now on the IG report, saying that, well, that it was a disgrace, basically, what has happened. And he's reposting all sorts of things from Jason Chaffetz, from Mark Levin. Why in the world didn't Barack Obama fire this guy? Asked Mark Levin. The highest-rated morning show, Fox and Friends, is on the front lawn of the White House. Maybe I'll have to take an unannounced trip down to see them. Yeah, I bet they wouldn't mind. I wouldn't think they would mind if you walked out. In fact, Mr. President, you can call me anytime. The jobs numbers he tweets, best in 44 years. If my opponent, the Democrats, had won the election, they would have raised taxes substantially and increased regulations. The economy and jobs would have been a disaster. And so he's been tweeting a bit. Let's see here. FBI agent Peter Stroke, who headed the Clinton and Russia investigations, texted to his lover Lisa Page in the IG report that will stop candidate Trump from becoming president. Doesn't get any lower than that. And let's talk about that, because there's this notion on the left out there from the echo chamber media that somehow there's no bias evidence in the IG report. I take issue with that. That couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, the IG has referred five FBI employees for further investigation as more anti-Trump messages come to the forefront. Yeah, it appears that there's a mix of political opinion with discussions about the mid-year examination investigation, and there's a lot going on here, including the page from Stroke to Lisa Page saying that they would not allow Trump to become president. The report revealed instant messages between unnamed agents. Here's one exchange. Let me share this with you. Agent 1 and Agent 5. In a discussion in August of 2016, I find anyone who enjoys this job an absolute effing idiot. If you don't think so, ask them one more question. Who are you voting for? I guarantee you it will be Donald Trump, said agent number one. Oh, I forgot about Trump. That's so sad and pathetic if they want to vote for him, said agent five. Someone who can't answer a question. Someone who can't be professional for even a second. In September, agent one and five conversed again, bashing Trump supporters as retarded. Nice. I'm trying to think of a what I'd rather instead of spending time with those who would vote for Trump. Agent 1 asked, stick your tongue in a fan? Agent 5 wrote, I would rather have a brunch with Trump and a bunch of his supporters like the ones from Ohio that are retarded. And it goes on and on and on. The report did not, however, find evidence connecting those political opinions held by FBI officials to decisions made in the Clinton investigation. There was no smoking gun like, hey, we're going to let Hillary off the hook because I don't like Donald Trump. But to say that there wasn't bias, where I come from, that's called a lie. Because the IG puts a spotlight on piles of bias here. Piles of bias. And when FBI agents are getting paid with concert tickets and sporting event tickets and all sorts of other benefits, and then they're leaking to the media. How do you not call that bias? That's bias by definition. I mean, by definition, that is by, if you're taking gifts, payments, cocktails, dinner, tickets to pick your event, whether it's the Yankees or the shows on Broadway, whatever it may be. And then in return for that, you're calling your friends at the New York Times and CNN and filling their ears with classified information. I say classified, not technically classified, but information that's behind closed doors, information they are not supposed to have. Maybe some of it is classified. But getting free handouts from journalists. Here's part of it. One reporter contacted an assistant director 21 times and a special agent 23 times, according to the IG report. Some FBI employees were in contact with multiple reporters. According to the report put out by Michael Horowitz, one special agent was in touch with journalists 32 times. Does that sound like bias to you? It certainly does to me, and we're going to find out a lot more come Monday and Tuesday when Michael Horowitz makes his way to Capitol Hill. I believe he begins with Senator Chuck Grassley's Judiciary Committee. That'll be on Monday morning. Trust me, it'll be the hottest ticket in town. The hottest ticket in town. You know, and you go to this point with Peter Strzok, who was the number two guy in the counterintelligence investigative division of the FBI, the guy that led the investigation of Hillary Clinton, if you can even call it an investigation, openly hostile to Donald Trump, openly ridiculing Donald Trump, saying that he would stop Donald Trump from becoming president, and those on the left and some of the networks say, well, that's maybe because he knew what was going on with Russia. And so what? That doesn't give him a blank check to go after the candidate of a political party because he doesn't like their politics or their ideology. And there might be an investigation, but to suggest that these people had such deep biases, but it didn't translate into their work is nonsense. Trust me, I worked in newsrooms in this country and I saw people with bias and it translated into everything they did, everything. To have some notion that these people at the FBI don't have biases is patently absurd. Patently absurd. The fact of the matter is what the Inspector General found here was a pattern inside the FBI where agents at all levels routinely fraternized with members of the media, trading information for gifts. What we found here is an open pattern of hostility towards Donald Trump. There's not one email in here. Not one text message denigrating Hillary Clinton, but there are piles of it attacking Donald Trump. Not one note in here shows bias against Hillary Clinton. Not one. And if you don't think that smells, listen to me. The appearance of impropriety is enough to taint the whole damn thing. And that's what we're dealing with here. It's not just the appearance. You're smart enough to figure it out. And the only way to cure this problem long term comes November of 2018 and your chance to vote. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a free-for-all Friday.